Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me. Today is July 6th, 2020, and in today's special episode, we're going to take a look at transiting Mars in Aries as it connects with transiting Chiron in Aries, and why this is an important time filled with many potentials for you to take advantage of. And this is an energy frequency that is opening up to us and available throughout the middle of July 2020. And it's supporting you in moving ahead. So I'm going to begin by describing the basics of these energies astrologically, and then going into some of the intuitive visuals I've been receiving about what is happening here, what is unfolding at a multidimensional level. So it's very fascinating to me how we can look at this at many layers of energies, and that's really where the potentials lie, where you can expand into seeing something from a higher vantage point and to work with that energy to create exactly what you want going forward. So Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It is the beginning point of the full wheel of the 12 astrological signs. It's a point of initiation, beginnings, new starts, everything that gets us moving ahead. Aries is a fire sign, a cardinal sign, and it's here to get us into a new energy, a new expression, something that we really want. And Aries is about what is correct for you. It is subjective. It is saying, this is who I am. This is what I want. This is what's correct for me. And it can be really well expressed when you're grounded and clear in who you are. And this can be a feeling of perhaps putting yourself first that you need, that we all need. You know, we all need to get up in the morning. You need to brush your own teeth. You need to get dressed. You need to take care of yourself, right? You have to take care of your needs. And so the Aries energy supports us in our individuation, in understanding who you are as an individual, and in listening and honoring these parts of your own energy. Every astrological sign has its healthy and unhealthy expressions. And of course, the lower expressions then of Aries would be too self-involved or selfish, being really caught up in yourself, not considering other people, putting yourself before everyone else in a way that is not healthy for relationships. The Aries energy can be too impulsive, too angry, very frustrated. It can act out in a way that it then regrets later. So we want to focus on how to exude the healthy energies, how to put that out there in a way that supports you and who you are now, what you need now to really be in tune with these aspects of yourself. Aries is also connected with the root chakra. That's the fight or flight. And that's being grounded in who you are. It's understanding what your basic energies are, your survival needs, and really loving that you can be independent, that everyone has the capacity to honor their own sense of bravery, of courage, of taking care of themselves. And the root chakra can be triggered when we don't feel a confidence in ourselves, when we don't have a stabilizing energy of a strong sense of self. So the Aries energy is really helping us with this, the confidence to be you, the confidence to trust yourself and to know that you are a unique energy and you're here to really be yourself in the fullest, most amazing way. So with Chiron in Aries, and I've done shows on this, this is the energy of looking at the wounds we have that are ready to be healed. And also to look at Chiron as being an ally, as a supporter of what you're ready to love about yourself now. But the travel of Chiron in a chart begins with something that hurts, a vulnerability, a wound, a weakness, something that brings up pain or anger. It brings up those lower expressions of Aries. And then we see this part of ourselves, or we feel it in a new way, or we come to understand that this part of yourself, and I'm just going to use anger as an example, that the anger can represent a much deeper wound a deeper hurt, a deeper harm that you weren't conscious of before. And then that can go back into other times in your life where there was trauma, there was hurt, there was harm, there was something that you, it feels like you absorbed it or you claimed it unconsciously as part of your self-identity without understanding the root of it. So the Chiron in Aries helps us get to the root of ourselves, the root of who we are, who we thought we were in this life, the shifting self-identities. And it asks us to look at where these emotions originated. And so if it's something in your childhood, if it's something that you experienced while growing up, perhaps it's something even that you've carried through multiple lifetimes. I do think that Chiron connects to our past life traumas, what we carry through multiple incarnations to heal, to work with, and ultimately to accept about ourselves, to love in ourselves, so that we can be accepting of who we are in all of our many colors, in all of the ways that we are here to be human. So Chiron ultimately wants to support us in our self-acceptance, our self-love, and really knowing that we can be all of ourselves, wounds and scars and all the things that have composed our lives, everything about us makes us a unique expression of energy. So that's kind of the, you know, broad understanding of Chiron. And now let's move into Mars, because Mars is at home in Aries. Mars is the activator. Mars shows us what you want, what you desire, what you're going to go for. Mars is associated with masculine energies within all of us, regardless of gender or sex. Mars is how we say, this is what I'm going to do about something. So it is about action and assertiveness. And in Aries, Mars is very fired up. He's at home. He's ready to go. And he is really feeling motivated to move ahead and to get things done. So what we're looking at in this episode is how all these energies come together. Because what I've been feeling around all this is that we've been on a very big journey. And I mean that in terms of lifetimes of work and healing, rising consciousness across multiple timelines, the understanding of all the energies that are involved. I feel a lot of quantum openings for people. And so here we are with this Aries energy of Chiron and Mars together in Aries, and what they are gifting you with is the potential to birth a new experience within yourself at that root chakra level. And I'm seeing it as a revitalized root chakra that is really coming alive in its skin, in its sense of self, in its ability to be confident, to take a risk, to have a new adventure. But because of the Chiron energy here, there could be a bit of a stumble. There could be a bit of a sense of doubt of, can I really do this? Am I really capable? Is this really possible for me? Who am I to do this? Those kinds of questions come up. And I feel like it's vital right now to be very aware of these messages that are coming up for you that are asking you to do more work around the root chakra, to clear out your sense of safety that might be tampered with. And now I'm feeling like this sense of safety could be related to abuse, whether that's abuse in any form, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, anything, energetic abuse. There's this sweeping, clearing, moving energy right now around the globe of people doing a lot of work around abuse, around trauma, around energies you've taken on or you've experienced from other people that were not healthy for you. And it's a very personal experience, right? It's very deep, it's very private, and it's something that you do in private. I feel like what is happening now is that we're getting an opportunity to do some deep reprogramming, rewiring, reconditioning that returns you to this beautiful, pure energy of feeling safe in yourself, safe in your soul's energy, safe in your physical skin, in your physical body, and safe in your spiritual journey. And part of the strength of this energy is that it's asking you to call in energies that you haven't really connected with for a long time. And as I say this, I'm getting so dizzy because I'm feeling these downloads coming through. For those of you who have such a deep knowingness that you're here for right, beautiful reasons, and that whatever you've been healing and working through is not truly you, is not your energy. You've done a lot to clear it out, to clean it out. And now this Aries energy is that fresh start, that new beginning. But then this Chiron is a bit of the stumble and the questioning and the doubts. And then Mars, the strength of this Mars in Aries is a rising, beautiful courage in yourself to, I feel it as this sense of declaring what is correct for you now. And it has this strength to it that I feel as a crystalline energy. And by crystalline, I mean very pure, very of the earth. It has this gorgeous transparency, like some quartz energy to it, very high vibrational, again, very pure. It's been cleansed. It's the energy that's been cleared out and cleansed, and it's been returned to its original expression and vibration. So here we have support right now to really step into a new sense of self that heals you at a very deep level, a very deep root chakra level. And this corresponds to the healing of our divine masculine energies, of how we're here to assert ourselves, of how we're here to interact with our egos, right? About how our egos, you know, they can have a healthy expression, where you feel really good about who you are and you feel powerful in your sense of self and what you're about and what you can create and what you can express and what you want to do and your goals, all these beautiful things that our egos help us with, that our egos remind us that we are individuals, that you have your own name, you have your own driver's license, you know, you have things that are uniquely you, right? That's about, okay, this is who I am in my life as a person. And then the higher energies that are coming through, I feel are supporting these downloads from new dimensions. And I mentioned this in a previous episode, that I've just been feeling these new dimensions coming onto the planet, coming into us, sort of this bigger transition that's underway for those who are willing and able and who want this transition. And you're shifting up into this higher place that is your new normal, that's your new energetic platform. And it feels very 5D. It feels very high frequency. And I also feel like it's been hard earned. It hasn't been easy. It hasn't been something that you just snapped your fingers and you could all of a sudden transform. There's been a lot that's been in play. And I'm feeling so strongly like this strong Aries energy that is showing us more of the truth of who we are, that's not contaminated. It's not contaminated anymore by past experiences or even emotional wounds. It's no longer contaminated by other people or experiences, relationships, etc. And, you know, people are at different stages of this. So either you're resonating with this right now, or it's giving you an understanding of what you're moving towards. Because this pure state of energy is where the new creation occurs. And so there's this cellular level birthing that's coming through as part of this download of new dimensions. And I know that those of you who listen to the show, you get this language, or you feel it, or you sense it. You sense that there's a freshness in the air, that there's a new start underway. And it has to do with how far you've come and what you're meant to really love and accept about yourself. So this is very personal work. It's very subjective. It can also show you, on the other hand, what there is to do next, the next area of healing, the next area to dive into, to clear out and to purify. So know that there is going to be different places on this spectrum. And in fact, you could feel like you're on multiple places at the same time on the spectrum. And it all is in perfect timing for each person. It's absolutely happening in the most perfect way at the most perfect time. So what is unfolding now is that the Mars and Chiron and Aries energy is revealing what may require more healing work, but also at the same time, because the energies are moving fast and they're, again, coming in quickly, there's this sense of things get healed and turned over. And I'm seeing this root chakra as a globe. Essentially, of course, the chakra is a wheel, but I'm seeing it as a globe of energy that is moving and self-cleaning and self-healing and self-aware and highly conscious. And it's helping to support a grounding in your sense of self that is very new. And I don't want to be repetitive, but it is a fresh start. There is a beginning energy here. And that's also coming through because of how this energy is really strong in the first decan of Aries, which is 0 to 9 degrees. And important to note that Chiron in Aries is stationing retrograde at 9 degrees on July 12th. So this Chiron energy is really working with that first decan of Aries, which is literally the beginning point of the zodiac. And it's where something is coming through that is brand new. And it's brand new for all of us collectively and individually. But I'm feeling this at a very spiritual level. Like it's part of the soul growth in why you are here in a body, where you're now this new version of self that will always be growing and developing. But what I'm seeing is this is a very strong cellular level activation that's birthing new worlds, new universes, new dimensions. I mean, it's just working with us at a very primal level. And primal is another Aries keyword. It's a primal sense of why you exist. And you could have new revelations around this part of your self-identity that you weren't able to touch in other lifetimes, in other incarnations, other timelines, but also earlier in your life. And it's interesting because I know we have very strong Capricorn energies that are going to continue through most of 2020. It's almost like the universe is saying, okay, now come back to these Aries energies of who you are. Not who you are in the world, not who you are to anyone else, not who you are to your spouse or your partner or your family or your friends. Come back to your relationship with yourself and what is birthing through you now that you are ready to love, embrace, honor. And it's like this very inspirational and creative energy, new points of creation. And then the Mars is the activator, the trigger, the sense of really getting clear on where to put your energy, on what is in alignment with you. And also what supports that healthy ego, that healthy sense of self. This is a Mars that's also decisive. And it's a yes, no. And that message can come from your gut. The other energies that are very strong with all of this is the importance of body healing right now. Because Mars, Chiron, and Aries, all three of these energy signatures relate to the body. They all relate to the body individually. So taken together, this is looking at your physical healing needs right now and even trusting if there's a new healing modality that you need to try or perhaps practice. The body is strongly activated right now, and you could be feeling this physically. You could be feeling it sexually. You could be feeling it through your desire to move and like you can't sit still. That Chiron energy reminds us to be very careful, to be mindful of how you act. And there's this, again, it's a surge. I feel like it's like this surge of energy coming through that's related to these new dimensions of activation. So we're experiencing a very deep cellular activation right now that is designed to spur you forward and to use the energy consciously. So the lower forms of Aries especially would be fighting. However, one way that you can use that energy would be martial art, and even any kind of practice where you're moving the body and you're moving emotions through you, and even some of the martial arts, you know, where you use the opponent's energy to your benefit, where you're working with the energy, anything like full body experiences of energy as well, such as yoga, such as even something where you're doing the full body exercises. Of course, running is an example, but dancing, I mean, this is like a full body thing. It's not only one area of you. It's like there's this, it's a very alive energy that I'm feeling that needs to move through you. And what I'm seeing too is that as you're active, the energy then recirculates. It's like connected to the blood, truly. It's the blood flows. It's the movement of life through you that is strongly supported right now. But as long as you're doing it intentionally and consciously, there's also going to be a healing element to it. If you've listened to the show for a while, you know that I love acupuncture. I'm so glad that my acupuncturist is open again, because when I go to acupuncture, I feel it throughout my full body. And anything that works with the energy meridians of your body can be really supportive. And there's even a lot of videos on YouTube where you can check out acupressure. Of course, there's Reiki, there's EFT tapping, and on and on. Anything that is moving energy through you right now is very important, because not only are you moving the energy and circulating blood, but there's also something that's being, it's like a transmission is occurring within us energetically that is, again, going back to the cellular activation, something is coming alive. And it could take the rest of the year for that to be even clearer. And that's because of this upcoming Mars and Aries retrograde, where Mars will go retrograde in September and then station direct in November. And Mars will not connect with Chiron again, but Mars is going to be continuing this conversation with our bodies, with our sense of self, with our ability to be who we are, how we manage our energy personally, how we move it through us, how we work with our primal desires, how we work with what is necessary for us to exist in a healthy way. So I feel this energy is very vibrant, again, very active, very assertive. And when we can use it mindfully, it can be wonderful for kickstarting anything that you've been wanting to develop. The Mars and Aries will also bring up your passions. It will bring up what you are excited about, what you are motivated about. You know, do keep in mind what you start. The Aries energy doesn't always finish. So you could be excited to start 5 different things and not finish any of them. So you want to be aware of what is correct for you. This is an energy of sprinting, of short bursts of energy. So pay attention to where this is showing up for you in your chart and how the Aries energy interacts with your natal planets. I feel too like there's some people that are going to have some tantrums or outbursts or anger, you know, things get blown out, it's like the blow-ups, right? But it goes out, and then it comes to a point of realizing what it's really about, what the real hurt is, what the real issue is, what the basis of that emotional wound might be. And all of this can come up and even be realized while exercising, while being active, while moving the energy through you. So it all works together. There's this really cool symbiotic relationship here that's opening up, where the more that you're moving, that you're honoring the body, that you're honoring what you need to do or what calls to you next, there's going to be messages that then come through. And it's like this this activation goes back and forth. And I don't know how else to describe it other than you feel activated and then you put that energy back out, and then the universe responds to what you're putting back out, right? The law of attraction around even the law of vibration. And I actually talk about the 12 universal spiritual laws in my course on the 12 universal spiritual laws and how the law of vibration is where you experience big life changes, because what you've been vibrating at, what you've been doing, when you change that, that's when things in your life change, because you're no longer drawn to that job. You're no longer interested in that friendship. You're no longer interested in certain, you know, television shows or music, whatever it might be. There's a shift in you and it reflects back to you how you've changed. So what is really happening is that we're really getting this support right now to honor how far we've come, to honor the truth of who you are, to come back to yourself, to come inwards, and to also have a fresh sense of honesty about who you are, what you want, and where you want to go next. There is this birthing within, and the energies are shifting. The energies are moving into a new place of personal expression, and it's at that primal cellular level where what is coming up within you cannot be ignored for the rest of 2020, because this Mars and Aries is going to make it really clear to you, really obvious. Again, that decisiveness about what is a yes, what is a no, what is you, what is not you. And the more that you can honor this and work with this, I feel like it's going to also help people be very confident and clear in themselves, which is truly necessary right now as the globe shifts, as the energies on the planet change, as a lot happens that is in the world that's supposedly out of our control. This is returning us to the essence of your own energy and a deeper connection to the gifts of your physical body, the ability to be rooted and grounded, and also to feel safe. And that's one of the gifts of a healthy root chakra, is feeling safe. So I hope this has given you some good things to sit with and think about, and just to trust as well, to trust as it comes up. The Aries energy is also quite immediate. And so you might have that immediate hit. It's that gut level feeling. It's that sense of yes, just you know something is correct for you right away. So that's another way that this information or these messages could come through for you, that it's really clear that this is what is essential. So I feel like this is very encouraging, and to honor it and to trust it in yourself, and that hopefully it's also connected the dots for you about anything that's been coming up for you over the recent weeks as well. So thank you for joining me for this special podcast episode. You can find all of my podcasts on blogtalkradio.com/Molly McCord. I have been doing this show since 2012. And you can also find more astrology videos and information on my YouTube channel under various playlists. I have a lot of playlists with different topics and anything you're interested in right now, whether it's in your chart or in the energies. I hope that you find what you're looking for and that something supports your journey right now. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or at consciouscoolchic.com. And if you're interested in learning more about the 12 universal spiritual laws, that information does include astrology, channeled messages, real world examples. I give you some questions and a worksheet and things to talk about for each of the universal spiritual laws to see how they operate and how they all operate together. And it also helps you really feel in control of energies. And that's vital. That's vital to making the most of our life and being in our power. So thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back here on Wednesday for another live episode where we talk about the energies of the week ahead. And in the meantime, I wish you the very best on your journey.